Welcome to Dialogue Snippets as Hooks Masterclass, resampling only. This one is advanced, and it's aimed straight at that jungle and drum and bass tradition where a single line of dialogue becomes the identity of the drop. Here's the rule for today. We are committing to audio constantly. No, I'll tweak it later, chains living forever on a track. If it sounds good, you print it. If it sounds interesting, you print it. We're building a small kit of vocal assets the same way you'd build a drum kit. Tight hits, alternate tones, and a few nasty transitions. By the end, you're going to have a full hook system, a main phrase, a response phrase, a couple of effects tails like reverb throws and stutters, and a few arrangement-ready versions so you can tease it, slam it, and then mutate it without losing the thread. Set your session up for DNB from the jump. Tempo around 172 to 176 BPM. I'll assume 174. For warping, default your dialogue clips to Complex Pro at first, because it keeps voices intelligible while you're getting your bearings. Later, we'll deliberately switch warp modes when we want character. Make a few audio tracks. Dialogue SRC for the raw line. Hook print for recording your processed prints. Hook chops for your final timing and arrangement chops. Hook FX print for printed throws, stutters, tails, and optionally a hook bus where everything can get glued together later. Now, choosing the dialogue. This matters more than people admit. The best hook lines have strong consonants, D, K, P sounds. Anything that will punch through a break. A line with a natural rhythm is gold, especially if it has a pause you can lean on. Examples that tend to work in DNB. Don't move. You think you can run? This is the last warning. Short. Clear. Attitude. Drop the sample into Dialogue SRC. Trim it tight. Get rid of the dead air at the start, and consolidate it so you have one clean clip to work with. The goal is, when you hit play, you're immediately hearing the phrase, not the room tone before it. Now we build a capture chain. Think of this as making the dialogue sample ready. Not mix perfect. Not pretty. Just resilient. Because once we resample, we want it to survive being slammed next to a snare and a reese. First device, EQ8, high pass somewhere around 90 to 150 Hz. Don't be precious, drum and bass is not the place for vocal low end. If it's boxy, cut a little around 250 to 500. And if it needs to speak more, a small presence push around 2 to 5k. Small, 1 to 3 dB. We're not turning it into a podcast voice, we're carving it to cut. Then a gate. This is about cleaning up the gaps, especially if your sample has noise or room tone. Set the threshold so it opens on the words and closes between syllables. Keep the return short. For the floor, you can go full hard chop to negative infinity if you want that tight, sampled feel, or set it around minus 20 dB if you want a little of the natural tail. Then a compressor, ratio 3 to 1 up to 5 to 1. Attack around 5 to 15 milliseconds so consonants still snap. Release around 50 to 120 milliseconds. Aim for 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction on the loud bits. You're just controlling peak so your saturator behaves. Then saturator for attitude. Soft sine or analog clip works great. Drive it 2 to 6 dB. And if you want density, enable soft clip. This is where the line starts to feel like it belongs in a drop instead of floating on top. Then utility. Dialogue usually wants to be centered. If the sample is weirdly wide or facey, pull the width down. Even all the way to mono is totally fine. In fact, mono is often the cheat code for this vocal actually sits. Cool. Now we print. This is the core workflow. Print and evolve. On hook print, set audio from to resampling, or if you prefer more control, directly from Dialogue SRC. Arm hook print. Hit record and capture a pass of your processed dialogue. Name it immediately. Something like hook a print 01. Naming sounds boring until you have 12 versions and you're trying to remember which one was the good dark one. Now we tighten timing like it's a drum hit. DNB does not forgive loose vocal timing. Either it locks or it sounds amateur. Open the printed clip. Warp it. Here's the trick. Start natural, then go rhythmic. If you want clarity, start with Complex Pro. If you want it to behave like chopped audio, go to Beats mode and set Preserve to 1/16 or 1/8. Now line up words with drum landmarks. Put the key syllable on the snare, or put the consonant slightly before the snare so the vowel blooms after. That's a massive pro move. Consonant hits with the transient. Vowel sits behind it. A practical placement at 174. Start the phrase just after the downbeat, like 1/1/3. To leave space for the kick. Then make the emphasis word land exactly on the snare at 1/2/1. When it's tight, consolidate again. Consolidate is commitment. Commitment is speed. Now we turn one phrase into a hook set using resampling variations. You're going to create 3 to 6 versions, and every version gets printed. We're building options. Variation 1. The radio, comms, found footage mid-range hook. Add auto filter in bandpass. Somewhere between 800 Hz and 3.5K. Add a bit of resonance so it has that speaker focus. Then redux. Downsample maybe 2 to 6. Bit reduction maybe 8 to 12 bits. But watch intelligibility. A touch of saturation after if needed. Then print it. Hook a radio 01. Variation 2. Dark. Pitch down authority. Transpose the clip down 3 to 7 semitones. If you want it to still sound like a person, keep Complex Pro and pull the formants down a bit, like minus 2 to minus 6. If you want gritty artifacts, try Texture Warp instead. Add a tiny EQ bump around 120 to 200 only if it isn't fighting your bass. Print it. Hook a dark 01. Variation 3. Hype up. Pitched up jungle energy. Transpose up 5 to 12 semitones. Add echo at 1/8 or 3/16. Feedback 15 to 30%. And in the echo itself, filter out lows so it doesn't smear the mix. Print. Hook a hype 01. Now, before we chop, quick coach move. Make a hook pocket in your groove. Mute hats and any mid-bass layer for a moment. Leave just kick, snare, and sub. Place your hook there. If it locks with just those, it's going to lock in the full mix. Then bring hats back and nudge any syllables that fight hat transients. This saves you from that everything feels busy and nothing hits problem. Alright, now we build the hook like drum programming, but still audio only. Drag your best printed version into hook chops. Slice manually. Don't be afraid to go microscopic. Don't slash move. Then even smaller, D slash ont slash mo slash ov. Those micro chops are where the groove happens. Build a 1-bar or 2-bar pattern. Put the main word on snare hits. Add tiny repeats as pickups, 1/16, sometimes even 1/32 if you want tension. The idea is, the vocal starts acting like part of the break edit, not a vocal sitting on top of a track. Once you've got a 2-bar pattern that feels right, consolidate it into its own clip and name it something like Hook Main 2-bar. Then build a response clip, maybe using the radio or dark version, and consolidate that as Hook Resp 2-bar. Now we add performance, using clip envelopes. Then we print. This is where it starts to feel like you're producing, not just placing samples. Inside the clip, automate clip gain for micro accents. Make one syllable smack harder. Pull another back. Draw tiny transpose moves at the end of a word, like a little lift or fall. And even switch warp modes between prints. Beats for choppy. Texture for airy artifacts. Complex Pro for intelligibility. You're basically recording a performance with automation, and then you commit it to audio so it's stable. Quick intelligibility test. Turn your monitor level down until the drums are barely audible. If you can still understand the key word, you're winning. If it disappears, it's usually a presence problem around 2 to 5K, or you degraded it too hard with redux. Now print FX throws and tails. This is one of the most sounds like a record steps, because you're not just looping a vocal. You're making it perform across the arrangement. For a reverb throw, duplicate the hook. Keep only the last word, add reverb with a big size, like 70 to 90, decay 2.5 to 6 seconds, pre-delay 15 to 30 milliseconds, low cut 300 to 600, high cut 4 to 8K. Then resample just that tail into Hook FX print. Place it after the phrase so it fills the gap between snare and the next downbeat. For a stutter glitch, add simple delay, maybe both sides 1/16, or one side 1/16 and the other 1/8 for movement. Feedback 20 to 40. Then put a gate after the delay to chop the repeats into a rhythm. Resample the fill and drop it every 8 or 16 bars. Printed fills are so much easier to arrange than live effects chains. For a tape stop-ish move, automate clip transpose dropping from 0 to minus 12 over about a quarter bar, or use frequency shifter for a different flavor. Print it. Use it sparingly, like the last bar before a breakdown or a switch. Now let's keep you out of the all mid trap. DNB is already mid-dense. Your hook shouldn't occupy everything from 400 Hz to 8K. Pick a dominant zone, maybe 1.2 to 3K where it speaks. Carve the rest. Treat it like a synth. If you want width without killing clarity, do it as a printed layer. Keep the core word mono, utility width at 0 on the main print. Then duplicate it. High pass it high, like 700 to 1.2K, add a tiny echo or reverb, set utility width to 140 to 200%, and print that halo layer. Tuck it low, that's width that doesn't smear your center. If you want a neuro metallic shadow, do it with frequency shifter on a filter duplicate. Auto filter bandpass with high resonance, frequency shifter plus 80 to 250 Hz, then saturate, print, and blend under the main hook. It stops sounding like a plain vocal and starts sounding like part of the sound design. Now glue it together on a hook bus. High pass around 120 to 200 to protect the subspace. A little compression, 2 to 1, just 1 to 3 dB of glue. Drum bus carefully, drive 2 to 5, crunch low, and keep boom off. Then a limiter just catching peaks, 1 to 2 dB max. Optional but powerful, sidechain the hook bus from the snare. Not to make it pump like house music, just 1 to 2 dB so the snare owns the moment. TNB lives and dies by snare impact. Also remember the snare ownership rule. If the hook is stepping on the snare, don't only sidechain. Edit. Shorten the vowel around the snare, or shift timing so the consonant is slightly before and the vowel blooms after. That's how you keep punch and still feel intentional. Arrangement time. Think in a 64-bar blueprint. Intro, 16 bars. Tease the radio version. Distant, maybe every 4 bars. Build, 16 bars. Bring in clearer fragments. Shorten gaps. Add a couple stutters. Drop, 32 bars. First 16. Keep identity. Main hook every 2 bars or so, but don't overdo it. Second 16. Switch to variations, maybe the dark response, and use one big reverb throw near the end to transition. And here's a high-level arrangement tip that changes everything. Decide identity bars. Pick one bar every 8 or 60 where the hook is unchanged. Same timing, same tone. Everything else can mutate. That anchors the listener while you go experimental. Another energy mapping trick. Automate hook density. Early in the drop, one hit every 2 bars. Then add pickups. Then switch to response. Then strip it back again to set up the next section. The hook becomes an arrangement tool, not just a loop. Now for an advanced call and response variation you can do quickly. Time scattered resample. Duplicate your printed hook, warp it in beats with preserve at 1/32nd, and move every second syllable later by 10 to 30 milliseconds. Tiny late feel. Print that is your response layer. Same phrase, different attitude. This audio version is shortened for playback.